This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related with your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome yet again to another episode of This Open House. I am your host, David Guthrie.
And I am Rebecca Guthrie.
We are happily married and happily serving our clients in Southern Arizona here. Just if you need to reach us for any reason, our cell phone number is actually 520-462-2611. You can text that. You can call it. If you have any questions on anything that that you might have, you know, after we get off air here. But if you do want to call in and have any of your real estate questions answered or chime into the topic here, the number is 520-790-2040. So today is October 31st.
And, yes, it is.
And for many, we're celebrating Halloween. For others, some are celebrating Reformation Day, the day Martin Luther stamped those 95 theses on the door there.
Other people are getting ready to celebrate All Saints Day tomorrow,
right?
Or Dia de Muertos, or they're getting ready to vote on Tuesday. There's a lot of stuff happening
this
weekend.
Thank God we're going to be voting here pretty soon. So all of our Facebook ads and reminders.
And text messages and phone calls and mailers. And
yeah.
David and I vote at polls. That's just what we do. Like, we're such poll voters that I will never forget when the 2016 preferential presidential primary was, because I was actually in labor. I was at the polls in labor voting, and I had a baby 10 hours later. I vote at the polls.
And she had the I voting sticker on
as we rolled into the hospital. I totally did. But this is, Is it just me, guys, or has this year been just a little ridiculous? Or do we just forget over the course of four years how bad it gets? But I feel like the text messages have made it worse.
Yeah, we're getting texts all the time. And
that Facebook, because Facebook's never done this whole, like, all of the all of social media reminding us how to vote kinds of stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
And we're real estate agents. We're used to a lot of text messages. You know, I have people asking us, they say, hey, what's it like being in real estate? And there's a meme going around that's absolutely true. It says, hold on, let me text you every 15 seconds for the next hour. And then you could see what it's like, you know, and that's the way it is. And we love it. We love our clients. We love talking to you guys. So please
don't
stop texting us.
The political texts. I think everybody is looking forward to Wednesday.
Right.
One way or the other.
We're ready.
Regardless of what happens, we are all ready for all of this to be over.
We are ready. So
we always do a weekly update for the market. So why don't we head into that?
If you insist. Yeah, we can get into this and we can start talking about what's happening here. You know, just looking in Tucson, there are only 1,195 active available properties that you can go ahead and just make offers on. And one of the things that we say in this industry is the inventory is low. That's what we're saying right now. Inventory is extremely low. And it's absolutely true. When you look at, you know, what was the amount of listings that are on the MLS back in the last cycle, 2007, 2008, when we were at our last peak, is, you know, there were in the 10,000s total. Well, now when you take the entire MLS, it's in the threes. When you look at just Tucson, 1,195, it keeps shrinking. But we may have a misconception there about what that means. It's not that there's not enough homes. It's just that they're selling extremely fast, right?
Right. So one of the things that we're running into when we're out in the field is people saying, oh, nobody's listing their house right now because it's so tight. Well, that's actually not true. What's true is that listings are actually increasing. If you look at, we have a chart that we would be happy to send you, but if you look at the chart, listings are going up. The thing is that they're just being absorbed so fast that they're selling. The average days on market for under 500,000 is 15 days. We consider a balanced market 6 months of inventory and an average of about 30 days on market. So
We're at 2 months of inventory.
Right. So it's not true that people aren't listing. It's not true that there isn't anything out there. What's true is that because there's so many people who are either in Tucson and want to move to a different house for whatever reason, or they're coming from out of Tucson because they can work remotely and they want to buy here, the listings are being absorbed incredibly quickly. And that's a good thing. But what it means is that if you're a buyer, you need to be patient because something will come on that's perfect. It just may take you a little bit longer to buy. So if you're thinking, usually we would say that it takes about, what would you say, 90 days from when somebody starts looking to when they close in terms of if, say, you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but when Rebecca's mentioning that, we're not talking about, oh, you found a house, got under contract.
Right.
It's in a time people really start thinking about this. Maybe you're clicking on the website, getting a hold of an actual live person to try to help make this real. You could be in about 90
or,
days.
You know, sometimes we deal with people who are renting and their lease is going to be up. And so they need to know, oh, my lease is up, let's say December 31st. When should I start looking for a house?
Or
advice? Right. If your lease is up December 31st, you should start looking for a house now. but that's what I mean by how long does it take? So we're telling people they should add a month or two. If there's a drop dead date that you want to be in a house by, because for whatever reason, there's lots of reasons that people say, hey, I need to be in a house by this point. Mm-hmm. Instead of planning it being 3 months, maybe four, maybe five, so that you can really find that house that is the right one for you as opposed to feeling stressed.
Which kind of leads on a little detour. And I want to pause here because when things are moving so fast, you know, we say every week this is the market of multiple offers, escalation clauses, and absolutely true. But patience is key, guys.
Right.
Be patient. The right house will come along. We're actually getting ready to start going through some of our current client list of buyers who have been successful in being selected as a buyer for the home that they've wanted. But the backstory is that may be five or six offers into the process from when we really started looking at homes. And so we're telling buyers, guys, be patient. We're here on this journey with you. And, you know, any good agent is going to say the same thing. We're going to be patient. We're going to look at as many homes as it takes, but it could take a lot. And there could be a number of offers that need to be written. So be ready to look at houses quickly.
Right.
Patience doesn't mean, oh, okay, well, I'll get around to it next week.
It's not laissez-faire.
No. It's, okay, this home fits. Let's look at it today.
Right.
Awesome. Let's write offers quickly. Let's be realistic or aggressive, however you want to put it. But let's not just buy anything just because we feel like we have to.
Right.
We're going to make this work. But back to what Rebecca was saying about inventory, even in luxury, you know, back in September 2019, we were looking at $1 million plus. Your months of inventory was in the 10-month range.
So if nothing new came onto the market, it would take 10 months for everything to sell.
Correct. Yeah. 10 months, you wouldn't have any more $1 million plus properties if nothing else came on. Now we're just over five. And in $1 million plus price point, you know, we're seeing a lot of different buyer pressures. But, you know, in many markets here, there are many places of California where, you know, your median price point just for any house is $1 million
right.
plus. You know, and you're going to get a closet out there. Come out to Tucson, you're going to get an amazing property for $1 million plus. And so to have that kind of a drop right now with based on what we're seeing is not surprising.
Yeah, no, it's not surprising. And I think that the thing to really remember too is that it's not like there isn't any inventory. Yes, the inventory is low, but that's one of the reasons why you work with a professional. You know, David and I currently have listings that are getting ready to go onto the market, and we are advertising those within our brokerage, letting other people know, hey, these are coming. And that's one of the reasons why you want to work with a professional agent, because they have access to those kinds of things. Some of these houses are never going to even hit Zillow. They're just going to go from being in what's called coming soon to being active contingent. And if you're just looking on Zillow or on the Long Realty app or realtor.com, you're not going to see them just because...
Just because the pressure is so high. And that's one of the things. So don't think that there are no houses out there. There are properties available for you to look at. They're just going quickly because we have such a buyer demand. And if you want to learn a little bit why, if you're not from here, why the demand is the way it is. You know, last week we did a really awesome episode of why we love Tucson. Why is Tucson such a great place to live and own and raise children and retire and just do life? That episode, we go into a lot of detail about all that. So it's clear why the pressure is the way it is. So when you look at 1,195 listings in Tucson, well, there's 1,377 properties that are under contract right now. They haven't changed hands. Let's add another 510 pending homes, meaning that there's no contingencies on this contract. It's going to close any day now. You know, we've got listings.
Yeah.
Right? We've got properties. They're just moving very, very quickly. And so, like Rebecca was saying, 2.1 months of housing supply. These are, on average, getting 100% of list. But breaking this down just a little bit further, when your average sold price right now of all homes, taking all price points, all sizes, everywhere in Tucson, you're looking at $287,999. That is what's average based on our MLS as of this morning, October 31st, 2020. Your median price of a three-bedroom rental, $1,450 a month. And that's only going to increase. Now, your median price of a three-bedroom home is $231,000. You go put 20% down, $231,000 home based on today's interest rates with good credit that we would consider, you're looking on average probably about $1,014 a month. That is much less than your rental. That's going to be locked for 30 years. Guys, this is one of the reasons why the pressure is so high. If you're not happy where you're at, now's the time.
Yep.
Don't wait.
So we're going to head into a break, but if you have any questions or comments and you want to reach us, you can call in 790-2040 and we'll catch you on the other side.
And on the other side, spooky things we hear in real estate. Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
When you see a bicyclist, remember, cyclists are friends, neighbors, and family members. From the Tucson Police Department, here is Chief Chris Magnus with a life-saving message for all motorists.
Every year in and around Tucson, bicyclists are hit, injured, or killed. Arizona law requires that you must give at least 3 feet of clearance when you pass a cyclist. Safety is everyone's responsibility. A moment's distraction can be a lifetime of regret. Give cyclists at least 3 feet when passing. It's the law. Brought to you by Look, Save a Life.
Guys, welcome back. This open house show, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and my wife,
Rebecca Guthrie.
And if you need to reach us off air for whatever reason, our phone number, 520-462-2611. And you could also shoot us an email at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. So today, October 31st, the scariest day of the year. We thought, let's go ahead and talk about some scary things
that we've heard from clients.
Yeah. Yeah. We've heard some really scary, scary things.
Relatively speaking. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, we're not going to mention any names or addresses to protect the guilty
or innocent,
but you know,
but these are based on true stories.
They're based on true stories. So call in the morning, mid-escrow, buyer's under contract. We're in that pending status. We're getting a divorce.
True story.
That is frightening. didn't you guys know you were having some problems before you wanted to go looking at houses?
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to switch gears here because this is a scary thing and it is a true thing. And you can ask a lot of real estate agents who've been around for a while. This is not, we're not the only ones.
No, this is actually not an uncommon thing, which is interesting.
But
we're not going to go into the psychology of that.
Unfortunately, marital strife is not a contract contingency.
No.
That's a lose your earnest money.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a rough situation, especially if you're not during your inspection period. There are some things that maybe we can do to kind of help you out if caught early enough. But at the end of the day, guys, this is a good faith contract negotiation. You know, how scary is it to the seller? They've taken their home off the market and to get that phone call. It is a tough phone call. So without getting too much into the psychology of it, guys, if you're having a hard time, you need a counselor, a pastor. You don't need a real estate agent.
Or a new house is not going to fix it.
Finding a new house is not going to fix the problems. It might magnify it. So
here's another scary one. The house has mold.
Oh.
What do you do if the house has mold?
That is pretty frightening. But I painted over the mold. That's scary.
First of all,
too.
That. Don't do that. If you have mold, it needs to be properly remediated.
I thought Kiehl's paint was the proper.
No, no. So if you have mold and you're a seller, you need to properly remediate it. And if you're, you need to keep the documentation of properly remediating it, because one of the things that happens, especially if it's a big issue, is it will show up on your insurance claim. And when you're selling your house, there'll be a water damage claim and the buyer is going to want to know, hey, what happened? So if you have a mold issue, take care of it properly and then keep all receipts. And it's really easy to just scan those and save them somewhere.
All right. So here's another one. You know, you're helping the client. You're looking at a bunch of houses. You're working with them. Hey, great news. We just found a new house, a brand new build. Went into the site sales office today. Dun, dun, dun. Lots of builders, guys. They have rules. We negotiate all the time with new builds, by the way. The builders love every real estate agent out there. They have relationships with all of the brokerages. We keep up on these inventories. We're able to get in and actually negotiate a lot of different things, even in a low inventory market. But your real estate agent has to be there with you on the first visit. Otherwise, you're on your own.
Right.
You have no representation.
Yeah, you're negotiating on your own with the builder. If you don't bring your agent to the first time you go to a new home build site.
Those flags are so enticing on the side of the road.
And the houses are pretty. Like David and I will readily admit that we go, when new builds come up in the model homes, we go in and we look at their model homes. So it's research for us. We want to know what's out there.
The agents are so nice. They're so friendly. They're awesome.
They're great agents. But
call us. Let us work. We're happy. We're not lazy. And if you're working with a great, your favorite real estate agent, they're not lazy either. Don't just stop by the new homes and be like, hey, you know, come on in down the road. It could create issues.
Right.
It could create issues. So here's another one. We're just about to close. The water's not on. Wait a second. Where's the water softener? Whoa. What happened? We've actually had this happen.
Yes, we have.
We've actually had this happen. Brand new water softener. Apparently, the seller wasn't educated that this was a fixture. You know, that stays.
You can't just take it.
You can't just take it. I know it's new.
Fixtures also go for light fixtures. So like if there's a chandelier in your house or light fixtures that you just absolutely love and want to take with it, you need to write it out of the contract. You need to say this chandelier that belonged to my great grandmother, or this light fixture that I spent a gazillion dollars on that I love, and every time I look at it, it makes me happy. You need to say this does not convey. We will replace it, but it does not convey.
Yeah, some people think you need to write those things into the contract. No, you need to write them out because they are already included.
Right. They are standard language.
They are affixed to the house.
And speaking of affixed stuff that people don't know needs to stay, things like security systems.
Ring doorbells.
Ring doorbells. You can't take your Ring doorbell with you. So if you think that you want to take something like that, you have to take it off before it goes live, or it needs to be something you negotiate in the contract. The other thing, TV fixtures, the stuff that holds your flat screen TV on the wall, that has to stay too.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another really scary thing that we've heard buyers say. What type of people live next door?
Yeah.
Ooh. No, guys, here's the deal. Real talk here. This is 2020. Our industry is at the forefront of fair housing. We believe we want housing for all. We don't care who you are, who you love, color your skin,
where you go to
what
church,
what you believe,
how many kids
or don't
you have,
go to church,
don't
how
go
many
to
kids
church.
You have. There's no discrimination,
right.
Race, sexual orientation, familial status, any of those things. There is some exclusions in certain communities based on age.
Yeah, 55 plus
communities and those kind of things. There can be some exclusions there, but even coming down to things like adult only swims in complexes and communities, excluding children and families. Guys, we don't do it.
Right.
We're not gonna do it. And any good agent isn't gonna do it. And it's frightening to hear, because in this day and age,
right.
You know, we're all people and everybody needs
we
housing.
We all bleed red.
Yeah, we all bleed. So anyway, it is a frightening thing to hear. And unfortunately, we do still unfortunately hear some of those things.
Another thing, if you're a buyer, one of the things that we've heard, hey, we opened a new credit card and bought a whole bunch of furniture for our brand new house.
What?
Now we can't qualify for our mortgage.
Debt to income, guys.
Yep.
If you're going to do anything with your credit, but when this is in like the 90-day period that people are kind of starting to look and stuff, we need to get with a lender. Let's talk with them. Let's make sure that whatever it is you're going to do, that they're okay with it, and that they've analyzed how is this going to impact your score, for one. How is this going to impact your income and debt ratios? All of these things. And another scary thing kind of along these lines. I just bought a new car.
Right. Anything that you're purchasing while you're trying to, if it's a cash purchase, go ahead, have a ball. But if you need to qualify for a mortgage, you need to make sure that you're not going to do anything that when they do the final underwriting, and that doesn't happen until a couple of days before closing, when they do that final check, that nothing has changed. And if you've, you know, opened new credit cards, if you've purchased a whole bunch of stuff, if you've taken your credit cards that you currently had and you've maxed them out, all of those things can really impact your ability to close. And that's a big deal. And we've seen people lose houses over it. It's tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's another one. David, you're going to really be excited about the house that you're going to sell for us. We've got a brand new roof on it. I just did it myself. Wait a second. You're not a licensed contractor. And not to say you can't do your own work on your own house. But guys, there are some things, and we've run into this quite a bit. Two of the homes that we have sold in the last 2 years, actually, so I guess I get one a year, have had three layers of shingles on them. And this wasn't the homeowner actually went up and tacked on shingles on their own roof. One of them was insurance claim. There was a roofer sent out and they put a third layer over a second layer, obviously, over a first layer. And that's a no-no. That's against code. Another one, it was some side work from a contractor that actually had worked for another company here in town and was doing some stuff on the side and just didn't realize, I guess, that no, code states you cannot put third layer of shingles. And this is really important, because even if it's a brand new set of shingles, we've got weight issues. These homes are not designed to carry that kind of weight. And what happens? What happens after closing if you get an insurance company to come out? If they notice it, all of a sudden you get that scary notice after closing, you have no homeowner's insurance. That's really scary, guys. And the next thing is, what if you actually have some storm damage or something and the adjuster comes out and says, hey, sorry, I know we said we were covering this, but you didn't tell us you had three layers of shingles. We're not covering this roof. You're going to have to do all these repairs all by yourself. So I know you're thinking you're saving a little bit of money by not removing the old layers, just spend the money, guys.
Right? Because in the long term, it's better off for you.
In the long term, it's better off. Maximum two layers.
Anyways, so those are some of the scary things that we have heard in our career. There are lots more. But we wanted to share some of them just so that you can learn from other people's mistakes and you don't have to make them yourself.
And one of the not scary things that our clients are hearing is we got an offer over asking price. Congratulations, here are your keys. We closed on time. Or congratulations, you got the contract. And that's what our clients are saying. So if you guys need some help buying or selling real estate, give us a call, 520-462-2611. Be happy to talk to you and help you. Guys, thank you so much for attending our show. We'll see you next week.
And we hope that you guys have a happy Halloween, and whatever you're doing trick-or-treating wise, we hope that your kids get lots of candy and that you get your share of that.